My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman. At home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Torsten Casper, good morning.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Incredibly good.
Excellent. Sammy's flat out today, but we've got him on the blower. Good morning, Sam Gayman.
Good morning, Eddie. Hi, Torsten.
G'day, Sammy.
What are we talking about today, gentlemen?
Well, we thought that given that there's a lot of campaigns, we've had some wonderful results. We've been, Sam, gosh, I would say almost most weekends in the last 3 months, we've had 100% clearance rate. So we've had a terrific run with our auctions and some outstanding results with our private sales. And a lot of vendors that have been coming into our offices across the border saying, what do they think of the differences? One, we've got a great team.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working in the industry for a number of years. They're dedicated. They're passionate. We're great at matching the right people to the right property. But one of our other hidden talents, Sammy, is that we're a multi-award winning copywriting company. And I really do believe in that, getting that salient point or three or four points across to inspire people to come and inspect is something that we're really good at.
So let's go back to the beginning. For those who don't know what copywriting is, Sam, what is it?
Yeah, Eddie, so it's really just as simple as the words that are used to describe, in this case, the property. So the copy is the words that go into the marketing brochure or the internet or into the print media ad, whether it's the local paper.
So it's painting a picture with words.
It is painting a picture with words. And it tends to follow a format in the sense that, you know, you always start with a heading and you need something that's going to be really catchy. And then, depending on the medium, if you think you need to get something across pretty quickly with the salient points and the positives. And the way the internet works is that the first thing that you see on the internet, generally speaking, depending on whether you're on a PC or a mobile, but the first thing you see, apart from the picture, is a few short words. The heading line, but just under that is a small blurb that then runs you into a click. When you click through, you get more. So it's important that you have a look to see how many words you're going to have in that little section, because that's where you want to emphasize things like, you know, car parking, pool, natural light, you know, whatever that message is you're trying to get across. You want people to see it in there. If you're an apartment and you've got a big outdoor area, you know, you want to be selling that sizzle right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really important point, Sam, that when we go through a home or an apartment or a townhouse or a villa unit, there's always something that stands out when you've walked through. And sometimes it can just be simple as some places just have a really good footprint. So it may be the layout, it may be the natural light, or there might be a palatial-sized bedroom, or there may be, as Sam is saying, it might be the outdoor entertaining area that just is such a plus one for that particular property. So to be able
to... Is the swimming pool still a plus one?
I tell you what's really interesting, because I had this conversation with a client last week. 10 to 15 years ago, pools were on the outer. Sam and I are actually having clients filling in pools.
Really?
They were. And it's been incredible with the advent of this new style of pool, where architects and pool designers have come into their own, is they're actually making them genuine water features as well as a functional area.
Right.
So we're finding them abutting living zones. So you've got that sense of water hitting the side of a living zone. So, so you're also getting that effect of a large pond, so to speak.
Yes, yes.
But also the usability of a really beautiful looking outdoor wet area.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, Torsten. I also think that there's a number of families that really want the kids to be at home, you know, socialising with their friends. And, you know, so I think that the pool, you know, brings that harmony to the family lifestyle. And, you know, I've got a number of clients that are actually putting in the pool, even one that's, going to probably likely to sell next year, and they're putting it in simply because they have the room. It's not going to compromise the back garden. It will become a feature and it will take them into another price segment.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman. At home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate. All thanks to Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside. 9531 1245, the one central number to call. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Chisholm and Gayman. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling from overseas, our country code is 61, then 3 9531 1245. Four offices. Where are they, Torsten?
They are in Mount Martha, Blackrock, Elwood and Port Melbourne.
And we're talking all things copywriting today. Torsten.
Yes, we are, Eddie. And look, at Chisholm and Gaiman, our staff really, really love contributing and also getting the involvement of our vendors into the actual copywriting elements. But it is a two-part process. One, you know, and we've talked about it in previous shows, Sam and Eddie, about presentation and gearing up the property ready for that marketing campaign. So there's a difference between living and showcasing. But the other key to that element is actually getting people to vote with their feet and getting them to come and have a look at the actual, as I say, the apartment, the house, the townhouse, the villa unit, whatever the property is that we're actually marketing. And it makes such a difference to get those salient, those important points across, Sam.
It completely does, Torsten, and it can so easily be missed. And it's interesting how often a buyer will make a judgment. Sometimes it is based on the photos, but it's more often than not based on what's in the copy. And quite often, I'll hear a buyer say, "Oh, look, I overlooked that one, you know, because we had a look online and it sounded like it was a knockdown." When in actual fact, you know, you might have a very, very comfortable home that's solid as a rock, and perhaps it needs a little bit of updating, but it might be cosmetic, might be changing the carpet and polishing the boards and repainting throughout, and all of a sudden you've got a perfectly livable home that you can enjoy and then sort of work on down the track. But it's amazing how many times people can make a misconception. So it's really important that the focus gets on, you know, if there is a lot of natural light in the property, it needs to be conveyed, because people think if you don't put it in, you know, they sometimes think, oh gee, that must be dark, you know. It's those little things, and sometimes they make those judgments from the photos. If you can reinforce the positives in the copy and keep it short and sharp, and I think that's where the catchy heading becomes so important, because
the hook,
you've only got a second there, you've only got a moment where you can capture the imagination. And I think that if you have a period property that has some sort of features where it's a second from the beach, and you know, it might have that big entertaining area that we talked about, or a garage or some point of difference, you need to hit it home really quickly so that people go, wow, I want to have a look at that one.
And Sam, also the other key to this is also, whilst we want to sell the sizzle and the important aspects of the home, it's very important to retain the integrity of the description. So yep. You don't want to oversell the home in the sense that the buyers attend and think, oh, gee, that's not what I was expecting.
Very good point.
What you really want to be doing is unfolding it is a story. It is, in essence, it is a short little sonnet to actually sing to the buyers.
Do you often use the line? Yeah, I like that. Do you often use the line "renovator's delight"?
Look, the answer to that is there are those, but what's important in the body of the text is to be a little bit more creative.
Sure.
And also,
Infinite Promise was one I used recently, Eddie.
What was that?
Infinite Promise.
Very
so,
nice.
So we like to be a little bit more creative than some of the old tried and trues. But that's not to say that they don't have their place. Mm. But as Sam has said, is we've had buyers talk to us about properties that have been marketed by other companies where the actual points have been missed, and so that they've not looked at it, and then they've looked at the result and said, oh, look, that didn't go terribly well. And we've, as a team, we are always looking at opposition property that is competing against our property, because our properties aren't there in the market in isolation. So it's important that we know what the other properties are that our clients are competing against. So one of those aspects is checking the marketing, knowing knowing what the other properties have. Do they have the second bathroom? What are their locational elements? And so importantly, which we'll talk to you after the break, some of the locational features are very important.
This is My Real Estate, back in a tick.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gaiman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate. We continue. Torsten.
So prior to the break, we discussed the locational elements. And what I mean by that is history has shown that schooling drives a lot of value to homes.
Absolutely.
Homes that are within a certain school boundary, for example, Elwood Primary. It's got a huge following.
Mm. And I grew up in the eastern suburbs and not a truer word was spoken.
So from that, it amazes me how often certain properties that are within that school zone do not have that in somewhere within the body of the text. Now, certain people do shortcuts and look for keywords, and being in the Elwood school zone is such an important one. Again, there's another school, McKinnon High, single-handedly increased values by 12 to 15%, Eddie.
And for me, it was the eastern suburbs and it was Baldwin High.
Yes, and yes, another great school that actually, as I say, had an influence on property prices. So transport is another key area in Bayside. We've got bus, train in the inner suburbs that we deal with in the city of Port Phillip, which is the Port Melbourne to Elwood area. Trams are another option. So it's really important to get that point across if you're walking distance to that. But Sam, villages are an important element in the areas that we sell in.
Villages are very much an important part because it's about community. It's about the cafes, the lifestyle, and the social aspect. And with the office locations that we have, Torsten, Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock, Mount Martha, I mean, those villages are so integral to why the property values have been so strong and why people love living in the suburb.
And villages, you don't get the sense of crowding.
You don't, Eddie.
You don't.
You don't. They're quite protected in that sense, and so it does mean that. A lot of people do shop locally as well, so you do know who your traders are and you know who the people are on the street and it just has a very friendly atmosphere about it and people put in the community. I mean, the primary schools, for example, that we're involved with in those suburbs, it's amazing that the fundraising that the families do and how much people really pitch in together. So just there's a sense of belonging rather than just being another number. I think it's a totally different feel.
So with the copywriting, there's the aspect is that we're dealing with the internet. There's also the local papers and print. But the other thing that's really emerged in the last 2 years, Sam, has been the advent of videos. We're doing a lot of videos for our properties.
Yes.
And so creating the right abbreviated copywriting text for the marketing, which is the centerpiece of the video, which is generally a 60 to 90 second piece. So that's become a really important element as well, Sam.
Yeah, I totally agree, Torsten. I think all these elements are just about bringing the campaign to life. And one of the things that I guess if we're going to recap, it's just absolutely vital that you're not too wordy. You make sure that you get the points across about the salient points of the home, the location, the orientation, the neighbourhood. I think that one of the things we probably haven't completely touched on, but the streetscape.
Mm.
So often what you're looking at when you're on the internet, you're looking at a photo of the front of the property, the internals, you'll see the property itself. But often what agents miss is that, you might be within this beautiful streetscape. So, for example, it might be a street that is full of period homes that are renovated. So you might be in very good company.
Where the video comes into its own, Sam, because it makes you feel like I could live here.
Yeah, well, it does. It sells a lifestyle position. And also, I think there's certain things that don't reflect well always on photos. For example, we sold a 2 million property in Elwood recently that had this spectacular plunge pool, but it wasn't particularly big. And in the photos, it really looked like it was a bath. But
right.
When you saw it in the video, you actually could see that it was a great area that filled the space beautifully and also, brought that home to life because in a small space, the water became an extra element.
Indeed, Sam, and that, unfortunately, is where we've got to leave it for this week and we'll do it all again next weekend. Thank you, Torsten.
Thank you, Eddie, and have a great Sunday.
And you, Sammy, have a great Sunday.
Thank you, Eddie.
This has been My Real Estate.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.